You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Scotch Day, Tony. What's your favorite drink?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, the tears of broken-hearted Chicago fans.
Yeah, how those tears going to taste when Max Scherzer's butt is shipped out of town?
Yeah.
Who's crying then?
I'll tell you something. I'll get to this later if you want, or I'll get to it now. Nobody in Washington who's a Nats fan will begrudge Max Scherzer going anywhere. Nobody. For what he has done for this franchise, nobody will begrudge him.
You'll be
you know how that works in Chicago on Bryant and Rizzo and
Baez?
That's
right. Nobody that's begrudges right. If you win, if you
nobody.
Win.
Yeah. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Aaron Rodgers is back, Marc-Andre Fleury is out, and Max Scherzer, as Wilbon alluded to, is in limbo. But we begin today with Simone Biles, the greatest American gymnast of all time, stunningly dropping out of the team competition finals today. Biles had a bad vault and left the competition, and here is what she said.
Today has been really stressful. We had a workout this morning. It went okay. And then just that 5.5 hour wait or something, I was just like shaking, could barely nap. I've just never felt like this going into a competition before. And I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better. But then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there. So I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
The United States won silver without Biles. Wilbon, what are your thoughts about this?
Tony, I've had 8 to 10 hours to think about it now since waking up this morning. It's the first thing I heard when I woke up. And I don't know what to make of it even now. First of all, let me just say that for her to sit there and say that, that takes courage. I mean, that's unbelievably candid and honest and self-examining to say, you know what? I don't have it right now, and I don't want to hurt this team. But you're still like, wow, because so much of what we've learned, especially if you're older as we are, about what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to treat that, and you're supposed to fight through it no matter what it means. And you have all these unwritten rules we talk about, and they apply to the sports culture in general, over decades, generations. And this is not, it doesn't represent that, what she said, yet. It's like, oh my God, what does this mean? She's the greatest out there. And she's not up to this. I don't know what it means. Some of it is, you know, is contradictory. You know, there's back and forth, and there's some double talk. I don't get it even now. I just know this is new. The pressure on these young athletes is greater than ever, and we're seeing this with Naomi Osaka and others. And I don't know what to make of it.
So let's get to that for a second, because we are seeing athletes who are admitting to emotional and psychological problems more than ever before, because at our age, and even younger than us, the mythology about being an athlete was you sucked it up and you fought through. So we've seen it with Biles and Osaka. We've seen it in the NBA with Paul George and Kevin Love. Like you, I don't really know what to make of this. Her preparation is beyond reproach. You cannot argue with her as a competitor or being motivated. She's a multiple gold medal winner. So why would this happen now? And I wrote some things down because I didn't want to just vamp here. I think this is the pandemic, Mike. I think for a year and a half, everybody has had their lives changed. The way we work is different. The people we see are different. The way we feel about ourselves is different. These Olympics were postponed once. Everybody knows they've been rushed into this Olympics right now. You know, I think this is what happens. There's such a level of insecurity among the athletes. There's virus all around them. They're tested all the time. All of these things are unsettling to anyone, to everyone, even a great athlete. This is unsettling. And we have seen this happen right now with Simone Biles. And you know what? We don't know if we'll ever see her in this competition again. Because we don't know how this works. This is a whole new world for athletics.
You know, Tony, you bring up something that I thought about fleetingly, and maybe it shouldn't be fleeting, and that's the pandemic. When you look at these competitions, especially you and I have been to the gymnastics. I mean, the love and the feeding and the care that the competitors get from their families and people in the stands
they're
and people
there.
Handing
Your
them
parents
teddy bears.
Aren't there.
They're not there. And so this, no. you know, so I no. need to attribute more of it perhaps to that. But Tony, I think this has been coming before the pandemic. Maybe the pandemic hastened some of it, but the self-examination, first of all, athletes weren't even allowed to self-examine like that, or they'd be called some disparaging names. We know that.
Yes.
We know how this works.
Yes.
Athletes wouldn't even admit
that's
it to
right.
themselves and their managers
and
their teammates.
And that's why, Mike, that's why it's important that we focus on Simone Biles in this way. Because as I said, her performances are beyond reproach. She's
yes.
a multiple gold medal winner.
Yes.
If this happens to her, it can happen to anyone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where to go. I listen to it all day. I'm going to listen to it all night. I'm not going to know what to make of it tomorrow either, I suspect. Let's move to baseball, where MLB.com reports that the Washington Nationals are ready to listen to offers for anyone but Juan Soto. That means you got to include three-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer. He's available ahead of Friday's trade deadline. This would have been unthinkable 2 years ago. The Mets are reportedly among the teams who will be calling Tony. Should the Nationals and Scherzer, who has a no-trade clause, be open to a trade with a dreaded division rival?
Absolutely not, 100% no. The Nats,
wow.
including Max Scherzer, are still resentful of Bryce Harper for, as a free agent, staying within the division and going to Philadelphia. Max Scherzer is in a position to be this year's Justin Verlander. He can go, as Verlander did when he went to Houston, he can go and win a World Series for a team. He can do it for three teams in the National League in the West. He can do it for the Giants and the Dodgers and the Padres. He would replace Trevor Bauer. If he becomes a starter on the Dodgers, I don't think anybody would say, well, they can't win. So Scherzer can do all of those things. Look, Scherzer, as you said, is a three-time Cy Young Award winner. His strikeout ratio is amazing. His work in Washington has been amazing. And you're only renting him for a few months, Mike. At the end of this, he's a free agent. He can sign with you, or if he wants to, go back to Washington and sign again.
Well, so it doesn't make any difference if he goes to the Mets. First of all, I don't know. I'm sure you have it, you know, on speed dial, how many times the Mets and the Nationals play each other the rest of the season. But if he's a rental, and he's already said he prefers to go to the West Coast,
no.
then he'll go to the West Coast.
Yeah,
so he plays.
Yeah, don't
how
go
many
to the
times
Mets.
Could he appear
no.
against the Nationals? Once? Twice?
Doesn't
it's
matter.
Much ado about
you
nothing.
You don't go in the division. You don't go in. Look. Let me tell you something. I watched them last night. Last night was the clincher. When they lost to the Phillies last night, that was the clincher. The clinical definition of insanity is to do the same thing again and again and again and expect different results.
Okay.
Davey Martinez keeps putting in Austin Voth. He keeps putting in Brad Hand. They give up home runs, they lose games. And that's up 4-0. They were up 5-3. Brad Hand blew the whole game. Like they shouldn't be out there anymore. Don't get me started
what
on this.
What does that have to
this
do
is
with
why
Max
the Nats
Scherzer
are in this position?
That's nice. That's a nice speech on the Nationals.
Because now because they become sellers, not buyers, because they're out of the race in the division.
They're sellers
that's
anyway.
Why.
They're not gonna win this year. If they trade him, they're giving up on this year.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You asked me like five times already in the last month, should the Cubs let Rizzo, Bryant, and Baez go? And I have said to you, I hate to say
yes.
it, but yes. And that means, do I want to see them go to the Cardinals? No. And they're not going to Cardinals.
Like that's,
but if
that's,
they went
okay.
somewhere in the division, I could understand.
No, not in the division to me. I understand wherever Max Scherzer wants to go because he's been great.
Yeah.
He's been great. I don't understand that they would actually trade Trey Turner. That's crazy to me. We move now to hockey hot stove. The Vegas Golden Knights have traded their top goalie, the biggest star in their franchise's short history, Marc-Andre Fleury, to the Chicago Blackhawks, your team. That's news because Fleury won the Vezina Trophy as the league's top goalie this season. Bigger news is they didn't tell Fleury. He found out on Twitter, and there were reports he'd consider retiring rather than go to Chicago. Wilbon, you are Mr. Blackhawk. What do you think of this?
Well, he's not going to retire. He's not, because he's going to realize he's going to a franchise that's trying to win desperately. Maybe too desperately. They got him for virtually nothing, but they went out and they traded away like a ransom to get Seth Jones, and we don't know how that's going to work out, but that's a guy who's a stud or has been who would be playing in front of Fleury and who would be the new face of the franchise, at least half of it defensively. Patrick Kane's still there. So there's a lot. I don't think he's going to retire. But, Tony, to not tell a guy who led you to the Stanley Cup final? It is so ruthless.
What?
We have heard ruthless stories. We know athletes who have pulled us aside in a hotel lobby or at the cage or in the dugout and said, let me tell you what these so-and-sos did to me. We've had this happen to us for 40 years each. This is near the top of the list. He led them to the Cup final, and they didn't tell him. That's insane.
How does a guy become poison when he was 26-10-0 this year and his save percentage of .928 was the best in his career? He's the Vezina Trophy winner. You and I have been always led to believe that the most important player in a team sport is a goalie on a hockey team. And now we see Marc-Andre Fleury traded essentially for a bag of beans in a salary dump. And we see Montreal not protect Carey Price. And you say to yourself, wait, I thought goalie was that important. I guess these teams have second goalies that they think are ready to go in. Well, but how do you not tell Fleury you're trading him?
That's just trifling. It's somewhere between ruthless and trifling. What kind of management? I would use this if I was his agent. I would use this all over the league to say, why would you go play for these people?
Don't go there.
They don't have the class to call you and tell you they're getting rid of you.
Let's take a break. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers arrives at Packers camp. Would you rather have him or Tom Brady behind center this season?
And we have a sorry series between the Diamondbacks and Rangers starting tonight. Which team is worse? He looked like he wanted to swing the bat at the umpire. He did, like Juan Marichal. He looked like that.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time for toss up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, plans to eat a healthy dinner, but somehow ends up eating a bag of gummy bears. I think I like Haribo.
You're
I think that's how it's
with
pronounced.
Gummy
What's
bears?
First?
Still with that.
Toss up. Which quarterback would you rather have this season, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
So if it's golf, I want Aaron Rodgers. I've played with Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers and DeChambeau just beat Brady and Mickelson in the next iteration of the match. If it's commercials, I want Rodgers, because I thought his State Farm commercials were great. Brady's in a Subway commercial now.
That's unbelievable.
I don't think much about it.
The stars in that Subway commercial. It must have cost tens of millions.
Rodgers has reported to Green Bay. He's obviously going to go to training camp. Brady never leaves training camp. He's always at training camp. He throws the football into the jugs gun. He breaks the jugs gun. And someday, Mike, someday Brady's not going to be this great. And he's going to be old, and he's not going to eat avocado ice cream, and he's not going to be insanely competitive. And you tell me when that is, because until that is, I'm going Brady.
As you know, I've said on this show many times, and this, you know, sort of betrays my roots, but Aaron Rodgers, cheesehead that he is my favorite quarterback today. You know, at other times, it's been other guys. But it's Aaron Rodgers the last couple of years, it is now. And even I say you got to take Brady, but there's only one reason for me, and it's not the perpetual training camp. You're right, because Roger, that's all Brady does, it seems. Brady's not going to have controversy swirling around him all the time. And Green Bay, Wisconsin, you've been there. I've been there many times. Green Bay is the smallest place in the world. Green Bay's high school, yeah. Right? This is like being in the high school and the rumors swirling around you as you walk between the science class and social studies.
Agreed.
You cannot get away. Fishbowl. A fishbowl is like, you know, the open air in Montana compared to being in Green Bay with this around you all the time. I worry about that. I'm going to take Brady.
Next.
Toss up. They start a series tonight. Who's lousier, the Diamondbacks or the Rangers?
Right. So let's set the scene because it's a two-game series. It's in Texas. The Diamondbacks are now 31-70. It's the worst record in baseball. They're 12-40 on the road, and they're going on the road. It's the worst record in baseball. They started out 15-13 in their next 58 games. They went 8-58, which is simply god-awful. The Rangers are 35-65, and they're playing at home. But, and there's always a but in the story, Mike, they've lost 12 in a row. Three times they were shut out. Four times they scored only one run. The run differential was 80-20. That's like impossible in 12 games, 80-20. So I'm going to tell you the lousier team is Texas because Arizona is 8-7 in its last 15.
Yeah, the last 15 is sort of impressive. I was in Arizona for much of that, and it seemed like, relative to what they had done, it seemed like a 10-game winning streak. But they're like 29th or 30th, Tony, the Diamondbacks are, in all the pitching categories. And while it's not goalie, pitching is the next most important thing you can have in the sports team, sports we follow, and they don't have that. Next to last or last in virtually everything. So I'm going to say, particularly having to play on the road, it's the Diamondbacks.
By the way, I didn't say this before, and I should. One of the reasons that Fleury should go to Chicago is because it's so good for the Arizona real estate market, because everybody in Chicago goes to Arizona.
Yeah.
That's it, nearly gummy bear time. Let's take one last break, but still to come, your boy Javi Baez. He was feeling himself against the Reds.
How do you know about anybody's market when you're in an attic for 500 days? Just ponder that. Team USA Basketball is back on the court tonight. They're not in the attic either. They're on a court. I'm just saying.
I pay attention to the real estate market.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 28th birthday, Jordan Spieth. Spieth landed on the golf tour like a rocket ship. Before he was 22 years old, he'd won the Masters and the US Open and immediately got the Tiger comparisons. Spieth won the British Open before he was 24. And then Spieth went stone cold. He did not contend in majors. He dumped the ball in the water. He missed cuts. He dropped to 92nd in the world. Slowly, steadily, Spieth came back. He won the Valero Open in Texas earlier this year, finished second in the British Open. He's no longer a phenom, but he's also no longer an afterthought, and he's just 28. He's in that pod of multiple major winners with Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, now Colin Morikawa. Let's get that right, Tony. Just behind them are Justin Thomas, John Rahm, and Bryson DeChambeau. None of them will be Tiger, but they are the leaders of the pack now.
Tony, it's a big pack. It's a talented pack. But you start looking at the starts of a lot of these careers, including Rory, and then it peters out, and you start thinking about the theme of the day we started with on this show, pressure, and what these young people are feeling and how they deal with it in times of social media and times when we define competition differently. I think it's all of a piece, and we have to examine the big, big, big picture here.
Not so happy anniversary, Dirk Nowitzki. On this day 5 years ago, in a German charity soccer game, the Mavericks superstar attempted a bicycle kick and, well, Didn't quite pull it off.
Oops.
Nowitzki completely whiffed on the ball, ended up awkwardly falling on his behind. Wilbon, you always say that any high school kid in America can do a bicycle kick. How come Nowitzki can't? Last year, Nowitzki was named the top foreign-born player in NBA history. Down the road, maybe Luka Doncic will end this controversy, but you can certainly put Hakeem Olajuwon even with Nowitzki. In fact, Giannis Antetokounmpo may now be ahead of both. Nowitzki's back with the Mavericks as a special advisor. It's reported that new coach Jason Kidd had Nowitzki's total support.
For starters, Nowitzki's not a soccer player, a high school soccer player. For seconds, these are just prisoner of the moment opinions. You can't put Nowitzki, who I love, ahead of Hakeem Olajuwon. That's just stupid. And it says the people voting are either too young or don't have memories or not smart enough to understand that Hakeem won two. Giannis hadn't won two yet. Giannis has won one. Maybe he's even with Dirk. Hakeem Olajuwon has to get that vote, period.
Happy trails to last night's game for Amir Garrett in Cincinnati. To set the scene, Garrett is relieving in the bottom of the ninth in a tie game, and Javi Baez is pinch hitting. These two plain don't like each other. They have plenty of history.
Great.
And they are barking at each other before any pitches are thrown.
Boom!
Garrett pitches. Baez crushes the ball to deep center field for the walk-off run 6-5, but Baez barely leaves the batter's box. He hates Garrett so much that he jaws at him as he walks
to
first.
Look at the bat action.
So slowly that a teammate urges Baez to touch first before he gets thrown out. Baez mocks Garrett, then slams his bat to the ground in Garrett's direction. As Baez then bays in the adoration of the crowd, he repeats, one pitch, because that's all it took. That is pretty good theater.
No, it was great theater. Other than beating the Nationals in the playoffs, this is my favorite Cub moment since 2016. I watched it live. I watched it over and over and over and over. I can't get enough of it. They're going to trade Javi Baez. Javi Baez rallied a team. Javi Baez, as you know, Tony, you know how much I love him. I've never loved him more than last night. If he could just go after the Pirates like that one more time before he leaves, all would be well. Keep Javi
Thank you, by
Baez.
The way. Thank you for mentioning the Nationals.
Keep him.
It's Max Scherzer's 37th birthday today, and he's on the road to who knows where. Big finish. Japan beat the U.S. to win the gold medal in women's softball. Your thoughts?
They're the only two countries that matter playing that sport, that game. They won all the medals in the Olympics. They're the two. Texas and Oklahoma formally requested membership in the Southeastern Conference. Moving sort of fast, isn't it?
It ought to move fast enough that by next year, they are both playing in the SEC. Don't wait till 2025. The Big 12 is dissolving down the bowl. The Vikings rehired Rick Dennison as a senior offensive advisor. Is that okay with you?
I don't care, but it must be okay with them. And I don't know if that means he'll be coaching from home or some other wing, not in contact with the players. Who knows? Alex Ovechkin agreed to a 5-year extension with the Capitals. That's a big deal, right?
It is a big deal. If anyone ever catches Wayne Gretzky, it's going to be Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah.
And he should do it in a Capitals uniform, because that's been his entire career. Big deal. Last one, Olympic men's basketball tonight, Team USA versus Iran. Who you got?
This starts just after midnight Eastern time. I'm going to watch this. You know who I got. But now there's drama. There's at least intrigue, if not drama. You're going to... No, you'll wake up and watch.
No,
it might still be
way too late.
Double OT?
Way too late.
Just ask.
Out of time. 5 OTs. We'll try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. They should win by 40, but who knows?
Linwood, New Jersey Fire Department shout out.
Your sports team.
Huh?